Hiya, and welcome to Intuit, the HuffPost UK entertainment podcast. I'm Daniel Welsh, and as always, I'm picking apart the week's headlines with Rachel McGraw and Ashley Percival, who at this moment in time is currently enjoying a drumstick lolly. Ash, how's that lolly working out for you?
Really well, thank you.
I'm so pleased to hear it. This week, we're tackling solo boy band stars, dodgy celeb endorsements, and emotional soap moments. So we've got a lot to get through. But before we go through all of that, shall we talk about Kendall Jenner?
Let's start with Kendall Jenner.
Let's chat about Kendall Jenner. So we've got a lot to pick apart here. Let's just chat about the advert itself. So obviously, if you haven't heard, because you've been under some class of Pepsi-less rock, Kendall Jenner was in the new Pepsi advert, which has created all kinds of controversy because she's at this basically really generic protest where the protesters are holding very nondescript signs. And at the end of it, she reaches a barrage of policemen and makes peace with them by offering them a can of Pepsi. Unfortunate. So the ad has now been pulled already. Pepsi have issued a statement that said, "We did not intend to make light of any serious issue. We are pulling the content and halting any further rollout. We also apologise for putting Kendall Jenner in this position." So that last line of the apology has stuck in a few people's craw, claiming that they shouldn't be apologising to Kendall because she was complicit in it. A lot of people have been sticking up for her. A lot of people have been slating her. And I want to know what you think. How culpable is Kendall Jenner for this whole controversy? Rachel, what do you think, mate?
I actually kind of... I think that she's been given a really, really hard time over this. She's a young woman who is fundamentally a model. She's not a spokesperson for anything. She's not famous for speaking out on issues. If anything, she stay silent on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I do think that to some degree, she's been booked for a job. She's gone. Evidently, Kris Jenner has had a mind blank on this occasion and not realised that it was... I just feel for her a little bit. She's a young woman. She's made a mistake. But all she did was take a job.
Really. I definitely feel for her because it's a massive balls up, isn't it? And I can really imagine her at home in Malibu crying into a pillow and saying to Kris Jenner, "You told me this was going to be my break the internet moment." And obviously it wasn't. But I do think, I agree with what you've said as well. You know, she's not somebody who represents issues and who's particularly vocal on political matters and things like that. But if that's the case, why is she the one at the front of a protest in a Pepsi advert?
Because she's a model and she got booked for the job. It's
That's definitely an argument, isn't it? Ash, what do you reckon?
See, I have zero sympathy for her.
Oh, cold.
Because
ouch.
I think, you know, I don't think anyone's really pointing the finger of blame at her necessarily. It's Pepsi that's done wrong here. As you say, she's a model that's turned up to do a job. But equally, she was complicit in it, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you don't have to be a genius to realise the implications of what that ad could possibly convey to people and that people might have got pissed off by it. But you were quite willing to sort of take the big fat paycheck at the end of it.
I agree, but I just think that there should be people we point the finger at before her. Like, it concerns me more that ad executives or the agency who came up with it, like, it concerns me more that grown-ups in that profession thought it was a good idea.
There'll have been a whole chain of people, won't there? Also, you say grown-ups in that profession. Kendall Jenner is 21 years old. Like, I know that that's not... She's not old and worldly and wise, like, but she's not a child either.
She's not, but she's also not like a marketing professional in their 30s.
No, she's not. And I agree that she should be down the pecking order of people who are having the... I mean, you know, nobody should really be getting shamed and that sort of thing, because that doesn't really solve anything. That's the thing. It's like, at the end of the day...
Equally, I feel that apology, like, they've said sorry, but they haven't actually said sorry. They've said a sorry implicitly to everyone else, but a very explicit sorry to Kendall.
That's what
and it's kind of like
Kris Jenner gets on the phone.
That's what happens when you let Kris Jenner write a statement for you, allegedly.
It's like there's a lot more people they should be apologising a lot harder to before they apologise to Kendall Jenner.
Do you know what, Ash? I hadn't really noticed that, but I've got this apology in front of me. And yeah, you're right. They've explained themselves. We didn't intend to make light of a serious issue, is what they say. And then you're right. They say specifically, "We also apologise to Kendall."
It's a very explicit...
I honestly, genuinely, 100% believe it's the power of Kris.
I would love to think that. And again, I would love to have been in the Kardashian house the next morning and seen the aftermath.
Well, I think we both tweeted that story, didn't we? Someone wrote for Jezebel the breakdown of what it will be like when it's on the episode.
Oh my God, yeah. If you haven't read that, you need to check it out.
It's amazing.
It's absolutely hilarious. And it's also scarily accurate.
But yeah, I think she should be given the chance to learn and grow. She's young. She's made the mistake. I think she's made a statement on it as well now, I think.
Has she made a statement?
I think it's all source quotes.
Is it source quotes from E?
Yeah.
I believe those source quotes completely.
No, I mean, we all know what a source quote from E is when it comes to a Kardashian. But also, a source quote from E is a source quote from E. It's not a tweet. It's not an Instagram thing. And that's the thing. I agree with what you've just said about how she should be given the chance to learn and grow from this.
She needs to take this chance to learn.
But also...
equally speak up.
Yeah.
Now is the time more than any time to speak up and go, you know what? I got this wrong.
You know what, Kendall? You need to join the conversation, to quote a certain Pepsi advert I could mention.
The thing is, she probably will, but she'll do it on the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that concerns this thing. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if she did not say anything now.
Do you think this will make it to Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
They're filming at the moment.
Okay. Because I don't watch it as avidly as you, so when they have this sort of PR blunder, does that make it into the show? Will they not just gloss over it? Because I genuinely don't know.
No, they've had, so when Kim was on the cover, why do I know these pointless things? When Kim was on the cover of W magazine and she was told there wouldn't be any nudity, and then the cover came out and she was painted in silver, but you could see everything. They kind of show a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, she absolutely bores her eyes out down
one
the phone.
One of hundreds of times that Kim has hysterically cried on
I think the only thing they've glossed over is some of Khloe's personal life, but generally, even the things that are a massive shit show will make it.
It's a bit what's and all.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, well, I look forward to watching that anyway on E. Another big star who's been dominating the headlines this week, this time for the right reasons, is Harry Styles. So we've all been waiting for the past, what, year and a half, is it? One Direction split up? Past year and a half, we've been waiting to hear from Harry Styles, his solo material. The single finally came out today. Sign of the Times was debuted on Radio 1. And, well, basically, I want to know what you think of it, first of all.
I like it. I'm just putting that out there to begin with. Yeah. I like it. It's very like, it's kind of what I wanted and what I expected. So I'm not disappointed.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So Rachel, what did you think of it first of all?
I like it. I don't love it. And it's kind of, it's what I expected, but what I hoped wouldn't happen. So like right at the start, when Harry announced that he was going to do a solo career, I thought it was going to be a bit Snow Patrol-y, a bit too Gary Barlow.
But he's literally worked with Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol.
Exactly. So that was one of my kind of, it was what I was expecting, but what I just hoped wouldn't happen. And I feel like this single just errs a little bit too much on that side for me.
Well, I don't want to like slate it, because I do like Harry Styles. I think he's a nice lad and he's good to his mother. So, you know, I don't think he's a bad person. But I listened to that song this morning and I was so disappointed, because I had such high hopes. I had this idea of what it would be in my head, and that idea was basically the 1975's last album. Very like...
which you liked, right?
I love that album, yeah. And if it had been like that, I would have... I mean, the thing is, we've only heard one song. Yeah. One about, what is it, 12 minutes long or something?
Yeah, but it is the first... it's your first debut single. This should set the tone for the rest of it.
Yes,
so
it should.
So it's like, if the album comes out and it's dramatically different from this, then this wasn't a very good first single.
My feelings are... and sorry, Ash, I know you've got positive things to say, so I do want to say some good things about it. But my feelings are that if this wasn't Harry Styles, this would not be a remarkable song.
See, this is where I actually have like a counter opinion on that.
All right,
on that exact argument, because I think that this song is made by his vocal. So it's not necessarily the production or, you know, the song. It's his voice. I think his voice sounds incredible on it. And I think, you know, I think I saw you write on Twitter earlier that, you know, would people be saying this was great if Louis Tomlinson sang it, for example? Well, no, they wouldn't, because Louis Tomlinson, like, has a terrible voice.
Yeah, he couldn't do it, could he?
He couldn't sing it.
Even Ed Sheeran.
Saws Louis.
Ed Sheeran. I was just trying to think of other people. So obviously Ed Sheeran is like our biggest star. Like, But if he released it, he wouldn't be able to sing it. And also the production, I don't know, it is just different, actually. I'm thinking about it out loud.
It's very... see, I think, I know, like, you guys disagree slightly, but I think it has got very sort of Bowie, like, levels in there. It's very sort of reminiscent of some of his stuff.
I think it reminds me of, like, latter-day, a bit more subdued Bowie.
Mm. Mm.
I was sort of hoping for more, like, Ziggy Stardust... Suffragette City.
See, when I think Bowie, that's the stuff I think of.
Yeah.
So when that news report came out a couple of weeks ago that was like, it's like Bowie, that's what I thought I was going to get. Yeah.
But also it said it's like Bowie and it's like Queen. And I mean, that's not like a Queen song, is it?
No, but which is hopefully what we're going to get from the rest of the album, I think. You know, that leaked report was of the whole album rather than just this single.
I'm definitely not writing it off.
Oh, I'm certainly not writing his career off. But I am, yeah, I'm not basing up on Harry Styles, one of the most famous men in the world, immediately in the bin because of one boring song.
I think as well, like, it's interesting because no one's really talked about this on social media or any of the kind of reviews that I've read so far. It's just such a departure from One Direction. And I know you can say, like, Zayn Malik was obviously a huge departure from One Direction, but you couldn't imagine, like...
See, I disagree, though, because I think something like Drag Me Down, I think it's just a continuation of that. It's not like Live While We're Young, bopping about, Kiss You, that
I
style.
I think it's an older version, maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely more mature than One Direction stuff.
I agree with Ash, I think. I do think it is a departure.
But I think the most recent One Direction album, where there were the four-piece, it was much more...
They'd grown up by that point.
Once they got rid of Zayn, and Zayn stopped doing his, like, R&B style riffs and stuff, that and they could do the music that they really wanted to do, which is more guitar-heavy. I think that it's more reminiscent of that. And I think, you know what? I do agree with what you said about Harry's voice as well. He sounds really good.
But to me, this sounds a bit less commercial. I know it's kind of in the frame of, like you say, Snow Patrol or whatever, but I don't feel for a start, the song is 5 minutes 40 long. Like, what song these days is that length? They're all like 3 minute 30, 3 minute 40 pop songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's obviously trying to, like, tag himself a little bit differently and mark himself apart from that.
The thing is, though, it's like 5 minutes 40, but it's not like it's a, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody is like 7 minutes, and that's like four different, not that I'm comparing it to Bohemian Rhapsody or anything, not that I'm saying that's what people should be aiming for, but I think if you're going to do a song that's 5 minutes long, you've got to have like a build up and stuff. And
it does feel a bit indulgent, I must admit. That's
it,
my one
need to be that long,
like,
does it?
I totally zoned out in the middle bit. The ending was really good, but there was definitely like maybe around the 4 minute mark or so.
I'm really intrigued to see how it works with the video, though.
Oh my goodness, me too.
You know, we've seen the stills this week of him like dangling out of a helicopter and flying through the air and stuff. So.
And also, have you seen those amazing pictures of the stunt double and the Harry Styles mask dangling from the helicopter?
That is so, like, honestly, that will haunt my dreams. Like, that is terrifying.
If you haven't seen it, go and look at it because it's
fantastic.
Horrifying.
I think that shows, though, that he means it. He's here. He's not here to mess about. He's here to really make a stamp, hanging from a helicopter.
I think the hype as well, like, the hype is so much more like around Harry than. Kind of Zayn has similar levels, but certainly not around Niall, not around Louis. It's like, you know, his big like release was on Radio 1. Like, he had a huge like 2 hour takeover. He's going on Saturday Night Live. He's doing Graham Norton. Like, they're putting like a proper effort into this campaign.
You know what the hype around Harry is, though? It's because you never hear anything from him because he is so like secretive. He's not like Louis Tomlinson getting in scraps on Twitter every week. You know, Harry Styles, he's quite like, he doesn't do many interviews. He did that one Another Man cover and that was it. That's all we've really heard from him for the last. He doesn't do public appearances. He doesn't do celebrity feuds. He just gets on with his job.
He's classy.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, the jury's out on that one. Well, I am excited to see what comes next, though. All right, moving on from Harry Styles, I want to talk about the big soap story of this week, which is Ashley Thomas's death in Emmerdale. So a year ago, he was diagnosed with dementia, and since then, we've been on a real journey with him, and that ends tonight. It's going to be a really emotional episode. Rachel, you've already seen it, haven't you?
Yes, it is like one of the saddest things I've ever seen. It is so emotional, like, prepare yourself.
Does it like drag you along the floor?
It doesn't even drag you along the floor. Like, there's really joyous moments within it. So you see like, but then they're really heartbreaking. So you see all of his family and friends coming round. And they have like a memory book that they made before Ashley's dementia got really bad. So they're reading like nice stories and it's really fun. But I was just sat in the screening like crawling into my chair and crying.
I actually want to just like bawl right now.
Honestly,
you are a bit wet of eye at the moment, Daniel.
It doesn't take much to get me off. Though.
Ooh, it is.
Cheeky.
Controversial.
Just in case anyone's listening. Anyway, back to this really serious death story.
Emmerdale dementia. Uh-huh. It is really good though, and I would say to anyone, like, just it's amazing. Like, everyone should watch Emmerdale anyway, but specifically tonight, you should definitely watch.
This whole storyline's been handled really sensitively, hasn't it? It's been well done. And this basically got us talking about, you know, death in soap. It's a really important thing in life in general. So obviously in soap, it's got to be represented as well. And sometimes it's been done well. This sounds like an example of it being done well and really tastefully. Sometimes it's left us a bit cold afterwards. What are the specific soap deaths that have really stayed with you both?
I mean, I have one from my childhood that just sticks with me completely to this day.
Oh my God, I feel like it's going to be the same as mine.
I wonder if it's mine.
Okay, well, it's Madge from Neighbours.
Oh, no. It's not.
Which, okay. But I can remember, like, I think I must have only been, what, 13 at the time when she died. And as we know on this podcast, I am a big Neighbours fan and have watched Neighbours for 28 years. But Madge's death in Neighbours, I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was because she was old and it reminded me of my grandparents, but it just really stuck with me. And I can remember the, like, the adoptive children that they had going in to say goodbye to her on her deathbed, and like, and Harold like having his like goodbye with his beloved Madge and her dying in his arms. It was like, I still can vividly remember it, like 15, 16 years on.
Well, I thought that Madge was Kylie Minogue's character. So
she was her mum.
Right, oh, she was Charlene.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rachel, what was the one that you were going to say?
Mine, like, I can still remember, like, watching it, and I can remember how I felt in the final minutes, but I don't remember the whole storyline, but it was when Ethel died.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
In EastEnders.
We did that in my philosophy and belief lessons
at
school.
You know what? I think we did as well, like, now that I'm thinking about it, because it was such a big deal.
Well, I went to Catholic school, so there was none of that in my lessons, I can tell you that.
But I can remember, like, Dot, because was it her birthday just before?
Yeah, it was an assisted suicide story.
Yeah, and it was, I remember Dot with this, like, birthday cake for her, and I just, that was really properly sad.
It was beyond sad. That was just, it was tough.
But it's like the memory is
how
so weird.
How old even were like, we? We must have been like 6 or 7.
I don't know how old I was. And it's like, I don't even remember what actually happened, but I can just remember feeling like, and just knowing that it was really
I actually think that might have been the first time I cried at the TV. Like, I was moved by something on TV. I think it was like that, E.T. And do you ever watch Stepmom?
No.
Oh my God, don't ever watch Stepmom. It's the most upsetting thing. Rachel, it's so basic. You'll love it. Oh my God, it's so upsetting. So those are the ones. What's it with me? Alma on Coronation Street was my one.
Oh, and I vaguely remember that.
She was really popular on the street anyway, but she'd had a falling out with Audrey, and Audrey never got to say sorry to her.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about it. And Audrey got there, and she got there too late. Too late.
Oh, Audrey, eh?
That is horrible.
Also, get ready for a name drop. I recently met Amanda Barry at the Attitude Awards, and I told her about how moved I was as a child.
What did she say?
I think she said thank you. I was pretty pissed at the time, to be honest. But
because there's been a few good ones, though. Because also more recently, the other one is Hayley in Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah. God.
See, I didn't even watch Coronation Street. I watched that.
Rachel, I don't think I agree with you. I thought it was very... quite invasive, I felt, watching it. I thought it was too... I mean, it was too much, I thought.
It was a lot. I remember the build-up was huge as well.
Do you remember when they were playing in the snow, and it was right before Christmas, and they made a Roy and Haley out of snow, and that was really good. But I thought the actual death scene... And the funeral was amazing as well, but I thought the actual death scene was quite, dare I say it, gratuitous.
I guess that's the reality of death, though, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Death isn't pretty. Death's not, you know, it's not always a sweet release. It can be, like, horrible.
God, Ash, I love when you get on death. It's my favourite.
This is the thing, though, with tonight's Emmerdale. Like, this is so dark, but it literally looks like someone is dying. Like, it honestly is so real.
Oh,
and, like, you do see it happen. And, like... if you've ever been in a position where you've seen that, like, it is literally exactly the same. Like, it is, it's amazing, but also completely horrible. Like,
I honestly feel a bit wounded now, and it hasn't even happened yet. Is there any ones that have stuck with us for the wrong reasons before we move on quickly?
So quite recently, we had, like, the death of Peggy Mitchell in EastEnders, and I know Rachel feels exactly the same as I do on this topic. But that death, I think when you're dealing with the departure of such a legendary character... You know, I think when soap bosses have, like, quite a bit of notice that they're going to have to write out a character as iconic as Peggy Mitchell, it's got to be good. Like, it's got to pack a punch. It's got to be done well. And I kind of felt the storyline began and finished within 4 days. Within 4 episodes, she'd come back. Grant had come back. And she was, you know... Pat was back from the dead to
see
her off.
That was amazing. That was the best bit, I think.
And she was gone within 4 episodes. And it's like, that storyline could have literally gone on for a month before.
So your problem was really with the shortness of the storyline.
Yeah, it just felt very rushed. It felt like a rushed job.
But it was a rushed job, wasn't it? And that's why it felt like it.
And maybe they could have got Daniela Westbrook back as she wanted.
Rather than too late was the cry, showing up for the week.
I think the thing was the Peggy one was there were some good scenes within it, and there were bits that were done really well. But like So the episode after when Phil like found her was like beyond devastating. And then when he was reading out the letter that she'd left him, like there was stuff like that that was done so well. And even the death itself, like when Pat came back, yeah. that was amazing.
And the dialogue was great as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, but just the kind of the whole thing.
The hurriedness just, of it, I guess, yeah.
It felt too soon. It was like, I know this is so, it's like people didn't get to say bye. Like you didn't have time to kind of deal with it. She just
went through the pub going, bye. See ya.
I know. Hello. That was nice so weird.
But then, you know, it's like life. You don't always get get the opportunity to say goodbye, do you? Before the sweet release.
That phrase, honestly.
Should we wrap up or should we have a quiz before we go?
Yeah.
So, inspired by Kendall Jenner and Pepsi.
I thought you were going to say death.
Inspired by the sweet release of death. Inspired by Kendall Jenner and her Pepsi controversy. I've got together some of the most embarrassing and unfortunate celebrity endorsements ever. So the box is back this week, everyone.
Ooh.
So in here, I've got some brands and some years. And what I want you to tell me is, who is the celebrity responsible for the endorsements? Ash, you weren't here last week. So I'm going to start with you. So pick something out of the box. And what have we got?
Ooh, I picked up two there.
Greedy.
I've got Tesco Christmas ads 2007, and I know who this is straight away. It was the Spice Girls.
That's right. Victoria Beckham pretending not to see the other Spice Girls in Tesco, just like I imagine she does on a regular basis in real life.
Nothing has changed in the last 10 years.
Well, I forgot about that advert completely. I'm going to do really bad at this.
That was really unfortunate. Rachel, you're up next, girl.
Okay, it says Texas Barbecue Thick Burger for Carl's Jr. Burgers.
Do you know who the celebrity was?
Is it going to be someone I actually know?
Yeah, it
I
is.
Feel like it really is. Like, it's not O.J. Simpson.
No, but like, it's not O.J. Simpson. Not really anything to do with O.J. Simpson, but I'm glad that you got him in there anyway.
Always good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this is, no.
I'm really surprised you didn't get that one. That's Paris Hilton.
Oh, I don't know the story at all, I don't think.
Oh my God, everyone needs to watch this advert on YouTube. It's Paris Hilton eating a massive burger while washing a car. It's from like 2005 or something. It's incredible. Have you not seen this, Ash?
No.
Oh my God, I thought everyone had seen it. It's like, it's Paris Hilton eating like this massive burger that weighs twice as much as she does. Well, she's like washing a car in a bikini, Jessica Simpson style. All right, I'm really surprised you didn't get that, Ash.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paris wastes no time.
Here we go. I've got Tuck Biscuits 2015. Aww. And I think we all know who was responsible for this campaign. It was Jessie J.
I was really
that
hoping
was
you'd
incredible.
Sing that.
yeah, Jessie J, it's not about the money, except when Tuck Biscuits come knocking. Well done, Ashley. Who's up next?
What's the next
brand?
It is hair straighteners, dryers and brushes at Lidl 2014.
Do you know who's got a range of hair straighteners, dryers and brushes at Lidl in 2014?
Someone recently had something to do with Lidl. I adore Lidl. If they're looking for a new person, I could do it, but I don't know who this is.
It's Britney Jean Spears. She brought out a range of hair products for Lidl in 2014.
What do you think she knows anything about that?
I'm sure she was there for some sort of meeting.
Right, next one. I feel like I've had a good hand this week.
I can't even read my writing, that's unfortunate.
No, I just can't say the words. Zestra?
Zestra arousal gel.
In 2012.
Was this you, Daniel?
Yes, it was actually me. I was a spokesperson for Zestra arousal gel in 2012.
See, I don't know why, because I don't feel it would be very on brand for them, but I feel like it was one of the Jonas Brothers. I feel like it was Nick Jonas.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you now that it wasn't Nick Jonas, famous for his purity ring, modelling arousal gel. I'll give you one clue, actually. So it's a gel for older ladies.
Oh, it's ladies.
It's a ladies' gel that you put on your vagina to make it more in the mood for sexual intercourse.
How does that work?
You'd have to ask this celebrity more details. I don't really know a lot about Zestra arousal gel.
Or indeed
vaginas, actually, so.
I was going to say, I think this is the first time I think I've heard you talk like this, Daniel.
It really isn't.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's someone American, because I think that would only be on a commercial in America rather than over here, but I haven't got a clue.
It's actually Kris Jenner.
What a woman.
Yeah. She's another one. When the dollars come knocking.
Oh, my God. I love her all right, even Ashley, more.
Rachel, you can still pull this back, girl.
I don't care. I know that Kris Jenner did that.
I know what you're going straight on YouTube to watch. Zestra.
Oh, Country Life Butter 2008. I think I might know this one. Was it Johnny Rotten?
It was Johnny Rotten.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Famously at the forefront of the punk movement, now flogging butter. Nicely done, Jonathan. And he was on I'm a Celebrity. Do you remember when he walked off?
Oh, yeah, what an embarrassment.
He is, that's really embarrassing, isn't
it? You are embarrassing if you're listening.
Two left. I'm sure he is listening.
100%.
As he butters his crumpets.
Money Not Supermarket 2014.
By the way, I've underlined the 14 because I don't want any confusion.
Well, they're obviously most famous for Dave.
Mm-hmm. And his booty.
But I'm assuming this is the campaign before that.
Yes, it is.
Which I cannot remember. Nicole Kidman was Compare the Market, yes. Which is a rival site.
Do you remember when she was on the Nintendo DS advert as well?
Yeah. My housemate also works for Money Supermarket, so I feel like I should know the answer to this question. And I'm going to apologise now, so sorry, Neats. But I don't know the answer, so I'm just going to hazard a guess. And I'm going to say Ricky Gervais.
An interesting guess. It was actually Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Rachel, if you get this, by the way, then it's tiebreaker time. So.
Oh, my God.
You have to stay in the game. What is it?
It's Yardley Cosmetics, 1992.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not going to get this.
I'm not, am I?
But it's a fabulous story. That's why I've included it.
Okay, well, tell the story. I don't know the answer.
All right. Well, actually, this might be a clue. So this woman, okay. She's an actress, and she was dropped by Yardley Cosmetics in the 90s after she went on record saying, I don't know why they picked me. I don't even wear makeup.
Oh, my God. Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to say it, and I'm going to know who this was. But I don't know.
It's a fabulous... I mean, I just wanted to include that because I think that's amazing. Sounds like something you would do.
It does.
Helena Bonham Carter is the answer.
Oh, what a woman.
I think, yeah, that's a fabulous...
God, have we got sudden death?
No.
You won?
You won.
You got two, didn't you?
No, I only got one. Well done, Ash.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Yay.
The queen of advertising. Well done, girl. We'll be back next week for more Into It. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Laters!